Time to go and talk a little basketball.
Of course you did.
With my man Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. Ira, man, that reference when I said Mother Jugs and Speed, my two producers are looking at me like the RCA dog. You know how they tilt their head?
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's I probably lost about what, 85% of my audience.
You know, and even if you mention the name Raquel Welch, people would go, "Who?
Yes.
Why? Huh?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Google one of the most perfect women in the entire face of the earth.
I know her. I don't know the movie.
Yeah. If you don't know Raquel Welch, you don't know who she is either, Caroline?
I have no clue.
You need to Google Raquel Welch.
Well,
it might have been the first mix of plastic and beauty. I think it's where it all started.
Yeah, maybe. You might be right. I mean, between her and Elizabeth Taylor, yeah, you're probably right. It's somewhere right around there. By the way, yesterday was just ugly, man. They really did not do a good job of taking care of the basketball. The passes were, I don't know, I don't know if lazy is the right word, but it's not, I don't think that they really... I don't think they really respected the Atlanta defense, and Atlanta did a great job again in the passing lanes and disrupting a lot of what they were trying to do.
You know, I think, and someone asked me this question this morning about this team and the efforts, and I just actually posted an Ask Ira answer. I'm going to post actually tomorrow online. I think it's two factors at play, O. I think there's a factor of the returning veterans knew last 4 years, when the going got tough, there was always LeBron to come through and save their butts. So Dwayne could jog back on defense. Chris Bosh can be outrun to the basket by Al Horford. But in the end, LeBron will save the day. So that's what the veterans think. I think for the young players, with the 3-0 start to the season, the fact they've been above 500 or at 500 now the entire season, I think they thought the NBA was sort of kind of easy, that you could have a winning record, you know, and not have to exert too much. I think right now, both the veterans and the newcomers are facing this stark reality. They all have to be better because this is not easy and will be difficult. And you know what? Right now, they are half a game away from being the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference. And I know it's early, but we're also with the quarter pole. And that could be this team's reality unless they play harder with more effort and with more efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, and they have. And listen, yesterday, your big two were fantastic. Wade had 28 points. Bosh had 27. Wade also had 7 assists in that game. Bosh had 11 rebounds. Even Rio added 19. But when I look at that game, I also look, and I have to be completely honest here, Atlanta's just better.
Well, and if that's the case, then that's a real concern. That if you already have Cleveland, Chicago will eventually emerge as the top two. I think you'd agree with that. I think we'd agree that Washington and Toronto for depth of talent look like a next two.
Yep.
So if Atlanta is 5, and you want to avoid the Bulls and, of course, LeBron in the first round and get that number 6 seed, the Heat got some work to do, including against a Bucks team that is playing well, who they play Friday in Milwaukee. Then they got the tough 4 games going out, you know, Western Conference road games for the first time this season. But all of a sudden, I think the reality is hitting home in South Florida. You know, we kidded early in the year how the Heat would be the only playoff team in town. Now the Dolphins have surprised us. The Panthers have played competitive. And I now think the Heat, honestly, coming into this trip, this is their moment of truth, and I'll be very curious to see how, with Luol Deng injured, the complementary players, the supporting cast can step up, or if there's simply not enough in support.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, the injuries don't stop, Ira. That's the other thing that's stopping them from kind of building that into the chemistry that they need, the rotation that Spo wants. It's hard to count on doing something on a consistent basis when you don't have a full roster to work with every time.
Unless you have enough quality depth. And I like what Dwayne and Eric said. Every team goes through this. I mean, you look at Washington and their good record. They were without Bradley Beal to start the season. Nene has this ongoing plantar fasciitis. Look at the Bulls. Derrick Rose, you don't know from minute to minute if he's going to be there. They still have a quality record. Look at the Raptors. Even with DeMar DeRozan going out, they've stayed afloat.
Yeah, Terrence Ross.
So Terrence Ross steps up, their depth step up. So can Danny Granger play? Can Josh McRoberts work with the starting lineup? Can James Ennis be an NBA player? Can Shabazz Napier keep an offensive player in front of him and not let him get into the lane? That's what you have to see. The good teams have the depth to make up for these moments. Honestly, it happens to everyone. And really, except for Cleveland, and they did lose Matthew Dellavedova for a while, it's even happened to the Cavs. it's NBA life. No one is feeling sorry for the fact that it looks like Lou Alding is going to miss some time now.
And for those that don't follow the NBA like you and I do, and they follow the Heat, and there's a lot of people that are like that, that they just follow their local team.
Right.
Friday's game is not easy. They already lost to this team. People, yeah. I think Milwaukee is slowly but surely getting respect around the league because Brandon Knight has turned into a legit player. Jabari Parker is a hell of a rookie. Giannis, whatever, Antetokounmpo, whatever. He's really a right now. He's a poor man's. Well, what's it called? The guy from Portland. What's his name? Damn it.
Right. Nicholas Batum?
But yeah, he's like Batum. Right. He brings that game, and he's actually longer than Batum. O.J. Mayo, you know, Sanders is a little up and down, but still, I mean, you start to look at that team, that's a pretty good team, man.
Quality depth. And look, you mentioned between Giannis and Parker, two 19-year-olds. They also have a future. Everything about the Heat has always been, we lost LeBron, we're going to stay in the moment, we're going to stay relevant now. Well, now's the point they have to show that they can stay relevant because you're right. They lost to Milwaukee here. Knight hit those three late three-pointers to put the game away. He's playing very, very well, so you have that going on. Point guards have been killing the Heat, whether it's Jeff Teague, whether it's John Wall. The Heat, we're lucky that really the Knicks don't have that kind of penetrating player in Jose Calderon, or that could have been a problem Sunday in New York as well. So that's a concern. Then Memphis, the only undefeated home team in the NBA, the Heat have them on Sunday.
Wow.
Then you go to Phoenix, and they're three-point guards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just one guy. You're talking about Bledsoe. You're talking about Dragic. You're talking about Isaiah Thomas. Then you get Denver the second night in altitude, the NBA's ultimate curse on a back-to-back. This is a hell of a challenge.
Yeah.
You could, like Eric Spoelstra says, you could either be strong and step up to it, or you might get exposed. But I'm telling you, by the time I talk to you next week, we're going to have a read on the fortitude of this Heat team, if nothing else.
How serious is the dang injury?
Well, the fact that he was wearing a splint and that it's a bone bruise on two fingers, on his thumb and index finger, on his right hand, I think we're looking at least a week. And all of a sudden, you know, you can look at the depth of this team, and I know you are a James Ennis fan.
Yeah,
but
he's not ready yet to do that.
Exactly. He's not ready to step in the starting lineup. Danny Granger, from what I'm told, it's almost like investigative reporting trying to figure out what's going on there. What I'm told is he has a strength deficit on one leg because of the hamstring issue, and the Heat would prefer that he not play until he gets a solid base where he can shoot his jumper off equal footing. I don't know if they have that luxury right now, because honestly, when I look at this lineup, I mean, I'll throw it back at UO, I don't know who I would start at small forward right now.
Yeah.
Sean Williams isn't really a small forward.
No.
I wouldn't want to play him and McRoberts together. Again, it's such a mismatched roster. I'm not so sure that there aren't certain teams, like against Phoenix, where you might see Spoelstra come out with Cole Chalmers and Dwayne Wade and go to a three-guard front, because the only other option I really see right now would be to play Ennis in that role as a starting forward. And that's very shaky when you're also trying to break in Josh McRoberts.
No, I'm with you there. And I like getting McRoberts back into the starting lineup because he's a glue guy. Yesterday, 4 points, 3 steals, 5 assists. You know, that's kind of what you're going to get from him. Hopefully you'll get a little bit even more production from him points-wise.
You need that.
Yeah, you definitely need that. But I'm with you. You have to start Ennis, I think, at this point. I mean, one of the bright spots for Ennis, too, is he is willing to rebound. And so I know offensively his game still is not there. It's a little out of control at times.
Right.
But he's got so much skill that the only way – I mean, Ira, these next 2 years – I get you want to go in the playoffs. I get you want to win. But at the same time, you're going to have to sacrifice some of that. And I think fans are going to have to realize that for the development of some of these young guys.
But you can look at it the other way. And you can look at it, but you also have an expiring Dwayne Wade. To an degree, an expiring and highly paid Chris Bosh. And you want to make those meaningful years for those two players also, which is why they went for veterans, which is why they went for Dang, and they went for Granger, and they went for McRoberts. To win now also. I mean, honestly, if the Danny Granger thing worked out the right way, they'd be fine. We'd be saying, okay, put Danny Granger, a former All-Star at small forward, and you're good to go. And maybe this will be the fast track where they'll say, hey, forget the deficit, the strength deficit in the legs. We need you out there. You need to be Danny Granger. That's probably the safer way to go if he's able to do that.
I don't know if you know Will Carroll from, he was at SI, now he's at Bleacher Report, and, you know, he lives in Indiana, and I bring him on every week. at the beginning of the year. He's been around the Pacers for a while, and he's what his deal is, injury expert, and he was convinced that Miami's not going to get anything out of Granger because his legs are so bad at this point that there's no way they're going to be able to get him to play on a consistent basis. And so far, he's right. I mean, it just doesn't look like – I don't know where the light at the end of the tunnel is with Danny Granger because it's been a few years now. Nobody can get any kind of consistency out of that body.
I think what they're trying to do is what they did with Mike Miller. Well, Mike Miller wasn't an everyday player, but when they needed him and they had to have him, they were able to get him enough rest that he was able to contribute and to be effective for them. I think they're taking the same approach with Danny, that they know they're not going to get 80 games or 60 games out of him. Can they get 35, where at least he's a meaningful person on the court, where the other team at least has to respect it, the three-point line? He did play well in the preseason until he aggravated the hamstring, so their hope is he can get back to that. A lot of this stuff is based on hope, though, because of the limited roster that we're talking about, because so many pieces aren't really ready, that they went with Shannon Brown. Well, that didn't work out at all. Now they got a developmental project in Hassan Whiteside, but he's not really going to play. So there's probably four or five or even six players on this roster you can't rely on as much. And when you get injuries, the lack of depth is the first thing that shows.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, we'll wrap it up with this. What'd you think about the King coming out and saying, I don't really want the All-Star game in Cleveland? First of all, I think the entire NBA and writers don't want to go to Cleveland either for the All-Star game. So let's start with that. But it's like he put it, it'll be too much, too much of a burden on me. I love how this guy is all about him and nothing else. You know, he was part of a franchise for 4 years that's about the team. If there's one concept he didn't take away from this place, that's it.
Except that's his reality, that in Cleveland, I mean, it's like I mentioned at the top here. He has another team that's absolutely relying on him to bail them out all the time, and he's doing that now, and that's why they're rising back up the standings. But he's an industry. He is a player, coach, general manager, owner, so that's why everyone goes for him for comment. You know what? Another reason if he stayed in Miami, he wouldn't have to deal with that issue, because the boat show is here the same weekend every year as the All-Star game. That's the reason that the Heat doesn't get the All-Star game, because of hotel space and getting around and convention center space because of the boat show. Another reason LeBron should have stayed here. He wouldn't have to worry about the All-Star game in his hometown.
That's crazy, man. Follow him on Twitter at IraHeatBeat. And, of course, catch his terrific work at the South Florida Sun Sentinel website or at your doorstep. Ira, be safe in your travels, my friend, and enjoy the basketball.
I will talk to you from frigid Denver next week. Thank you, O.
You got it, my man. There you go. That's